Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, every end is also a beginning. We've completed learning with you Bereshit. We're about to begin Shemot. But before we do, I had the pleasure of watching your new documentary film on the Rambam, which has just come out. And I was wondering if you could just take a moment and tell us why you made the film and how people can get it.
Well, this is the 800th anniversary of the death of the Rambam in this year. And without Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon, the Jewish world as we know it just wouldn't exist. It would be unthinkable. And if we have a series of movies we made on Rashi, and we're going to make one on the Abarbanel, etc., of great Jews who influenced all the generations of the Jewish people. So this film has been completed. It's a beautiful film, an hour and 9 minutes. And I think anyone that sees it will gain knowledge of the Rambam, but just not only knowledge, but will gain inspiration as well. And you can get it from my website, rabbiwein.com. And they'll send you to the store, and they'll be happy to ship it to you.
Well, let me tell you, I saw the film, and I couldn't figure out whether it's for youngsters or adults, because I loved it, and I figure, and
you're
I also
a youngster,
thought, and I'm a youngster, and I also think young people will love it. So
it's good. It's from 8 to 80.
From 8 to 80.
That's really it, and past 80 also. You know, eighty's not so much anymore by me.
It's now in English.
It's also now in English. It's going to be in Hebrew. It's going to be in Spanish, and it's going to be in French, and it's going to be in Russian. So within 2 months, all the languages will be, but it's in English right now, and you can get it in DVD or in CD or in video.
And it's the voice of Leonard Nimoy.
The voice of Leonard Nimoy is the Rambam, okay. And Armand Asante is the voice of the Ink Man, who's the prophet Elijah.
Okay, lots of fun, also very, very informative. All right, let's talk about Shemot.
Shemot introduces us to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the central character in not only in the Chumash, but in all of Jewish history. In fact, all of world history. I saw a remarkable survey that asked people who are the 5 most influential people in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. And it was Moses, Jesus, Marx, Freud, and Einstein.
So the Jews are way
all
up there.
5 whom were Jewish. I really thought that was, God sticks at us all the time. Well, anyway, Moshe is not supposed to be born. The rabbis teach us that slavery in Egypt was so painful and so abject, and all of the male sons were being thrown in the river to be eaten by the crocodiles. So Moshe's father, Amram, said, I quit. And he separated from his wife, from Yocheved, for a period of time. They weren't going to have any more children. Mm-hmm. And Miriam, the sister of Moshe, convinces them to reconcile. Mm-hmm. And Miriam plays an important role because she saves Moshe when he is thrown into the water. And from their reunion is born Moshe. I have often thought in our world where we don't really value, God, I shouldn't say that too strong, but in our world, children, to a certain extent, they're secondary. They're secondary to our careers, they're secondary to our lifestyle, they're secondary to our economic status. Abortion on demand is, an accepted norm. Who cares about the fetus? The population of Europe is shrinking enormously because people don't have children, because we know that children, anybody who has children know that children is a pain. Right? There's no fun there. And who needs Moshe? And that's one of the lessons that the Torah teaches us. You don't know who your child is going to be. You don't know what can come from it, And you think that there's a larger picture than just you. And in that larger picture, the Savior of Israel is born, the man who brings morality to civilization, the greatest person. He's born because of the fact that somehow you look beyond yourself and you look beyond the current circumstances. No one imagined what was going to be. And Moshe was born. I always recall that Beethoven, the great composer, was the 13th child in his family. The first 12 all were born with genetic disturbances.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm. And Beethoven himself was deaf. So you should say, so who needs, you know, I mean, after 12 times you're losing, so forget it. But what would we be without Beethoven, right? If you couldn't only hear Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, you don't know what music is, right? And God does that constantly. I have had a member in one of my congregations in America, a Holocaust survivor. So he was also the 13th or 14th child in the family. And he said that when his mother was pregnant with him, all the neighbors said, "Are you crazy? I mean, you got 13 kids, you know, what do we need him for?" And all 13 were wiped out in the Holocaust. The whole family, he was the only survivor, but he now has a family and grandchildren and everything. So he says, what would be if my mother would have listened to them? So that's a very powerful message that everybody should consider. I cannot tell anybody to have children. I can't tell them how many children to have, etc., etc. But children are a value, an overriding value in Judaism. And it overrides our personal comfort, and it overrides many, many things that people think are, you know, important. There's nothing more important than being remembered. And the way to be remembered is to have a family. So that's the story of Moshe, and that's pretty much the story of Shmuel.
Rabbi Beryl Wein explaining a new priority. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.